We drive the back roads deeper into the desert. We've driven this road before, alone, together. Mother tells me about the house built by her father on the outskirts of San Luis Rio Colorado, how garbage trucks didn't make it that far from town, so the family burned trash in a pit out back every night. The useless piles glow invisible for miles. She tells me about her siblings, 5 sisters, 2 brothers, how they threw her in that pit one morning. They called her Pollita and Cenicienta, her fair skin ashen and filthy. They hated me, she says. We hated each other. She blames her hair, the light strands in old photographs, surrounded by manes black like mine. I brushed it obsessively, Mother tells me. Hundreds of times a night, she says. The sun peaks over the sand tank mountains. Her blonde hair turns white nearly. It's been years since I've touched it. The smell of dirt and sun seeps in through vents, mixes with the cool air, keeping us awake. I count saguaros, imagine sitting under their long shadows. But they pass too quickly, or I give up too easily. We drive, and Mother tells me about the time she ran from one end of the hallway to the other, leapfrogging over her sister who sat on the floor, cutting paper dresses for her paper dolls. Tia Imelda stabbed her in the knee with a pair of dull scissors, and Mother hesitates to tell me what her sister yelled before thrusting the rusted blades into her small body. You do that one more time, and I'll kill you. Mm.